Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. I'm Jim Galante, I'm with Ross Tucker, and it's time for Ask Ross, brought to you by DraftKings. The season's in full swing, action still unfolding, so head over to DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. So many storylines across both pro and collegiate sports. It's time to check out all that DraftKings has to offer. If you haven't tried the app yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. To celebrate the showdown in Happy Valley, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to turn $1 into $100 when placing a bet on either Ohio State or Penn State. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Make sure to use promo code KSN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. You pick either Penn State or Ohio State, bet $1 on them, and cash $100 if they win. That's $1 to win $100 when you use promo code KSN during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. And so, Ross, it is time for Ask Ross. As you might have guessed, we've got lots of questions. Are you ready?
I am. Let's do it.
All right. Pat from Cheshire, Connecticut says, I am going to wear my conspiracy hat and say if Ohio State or Michigan was playing Indiana on that same situation, they would have gotten that call at the end of overtime. Am I crazy for believing that?
Yes, I think that you are. I'm not a fan or believer in conspiracy theories. I am a fan and believer in personal accountability and personal responsibility. And what that means in this situation for Penn State is that you never, ever, ever put yourself in that position where you can leave it in the hands of the officials. Right. And I think that it was I was OK with them leaving the call on the field. I don't think he got in. I think the end zone camera angle showed that he was short. The ball bounced short of the plane of the goal line. I think the other angle showed that it bounced and then it hit the pylon. I know from the other angle, you couldn't tell maybe the tip of the ball crossed the plane. But I think that's because of the angle of that camera as opposed to a pylon camera. I don't think he got in. It was close enough, Jim, that I was okay with them leaving the call on the field. What I'm not okay with was how Penn State played the rest of the game, you know, putting it in that position. If you get the game to that position, then you are giving the officials the power to make a questionable call like that. So I don't believe in conspiracy theories. I believe that Penn State did not take care of business and they have nobody to blame but themselves.
Patrick, as a diehard Penn State fan, I agree with what Ross said. They should not have put himself in that position. However, I also believe in conspiracy theories. And I do believe if Ohio State or Michigan were in that position, they probably would have gotten the call. And I'm using the history of Penn State games and calls that have gone against them ever since they entered the Big Ten. All right. Next up, Ross, Tony from Philadelphia says, what happened on that last 75-yard drive by Indiana? Please, please, please tell me that Penn State did not go into a prevent defense on that drive when up until then they had stopped Indiana all game long.
Well, I don't know if I'll call it a prevent defense, but they certainly were not going to allow themselves to get beat over the top with an easy touchdown. The thought process was, you know, Indiana's up against the clock, and if we make them have to complete passes in front of us, the quarterback, Penix Jr., has really struggled. That's number one. And then number two, our pass rush is good enough that if we make them go 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 plays, whatever it is, that we will get a couple sacks like we did on the previous drive, and they won't be able to get a touchdown. It didn't happen, and we all saw what happened. It wasn't a prevent defense, but it was definitely a two-deep safety defense so as to not give up anything cheap and deep over the top.
All right. Russ, we didn't get to it in quarter number two, so I'm going to do it real quick here. How about an Ohio State-Penn State game prediction?
Yeah, so I think it's going to be a really good game. I think, you know, I don't know. I think you can argue sometimes that a loss like that to Indiana will maybe be a wake-up call for Penn State. Maybe it would have been nice to have a wake-up call without a loss. The other thing that I'll point out, Jim, and I'm sure you guys talked about this earlier in the week, it really doesn't prevent any of Penn State's goals for this year. You know, in other words, if they win Saturday night against Ohio State, if they win the rest of their games, they're going to be Big Ten East champs. And if they're Big Ten East champs, they'll play in the Big Ten championship game. If they win that, I think they can still go to the college football playoff. I think they will. That would mean that they had beaten, you know, Ohio State, Michigan, the Big Ten West champ. And at that point, they will have won 9 in a row. There's no way they're keeping them out at that point as Big Ten champs with 9 wins in a row. So the cool thing for Penn State, I don't want to say the Indiana game didn't matter. Every game matters. But I think in terms of their big goals, hopes, and dreams, I think it's still all sort of right there in front of them, which is exciting. I think it's going to be an awesome football game. I think it's going to go back and forth. I certainly like, you know, we talk about DraftKings a lot here, Jim. I talk about DraftKings on
the spread. The spread, by the way, is 12 points.
Yep. And I talk about DraftKings a lot on all of my podcasts. I've got the Even Money Betting Podcast and Ross Tucker Football Podcast, obviously. I think Penn State covers the spread. I think it's a one-score game. I think it's probably about a field goal game. I have that much confidence in Penn State and their ability with their talent to hang late. But I think ultimately Ohio State wins. You know, I just picture late game situations, and Fields is so talented that it's hard for me to think that he won't find a way to get it done if Michael Penix Jr. was able to get it done. So I will say Ohio State 23, Penn State 20 on Saturday night.
Wow, low-scoring game. What's encouraging, though, Ross, as we found out last week, if you're in a one-score game, crazy things could happen in the end. All right, let's get to a couple more questions. We've got Steven from Ashburn. He says, a new offensive coordinator means the offense will have growing pains. How would you rate the offensive line performance under Shiraka, and what needs to change to stay competitive with Ohio State?
I thought the O-line played pretty well. I think if you looked at every position group on the team, the O-line was probably the least of their worries. Yeah, it didn't seem like Clifford was under duress that much. Didn't seem like he got hit or sacked that often. I think that they're going to have to be even a little bit more dominant in the run game is what they're going to have to do against Ohio State. But I would say it seemed like the growing pains were more at quarterback and receivers than they were along the offensive line. But that group, who we project to be the best of the Franklin era, they're going to have to play, you know, one of the best games they've played in a long time up front. And man, I just don't think Penn State's going to be able to throw it all over Ohio State. I think that their best bet might be to try to run the ball at Ohio State. But, and I don't know, I'd have to go back, you know, without watching like the coaching tape from the end zone to see how much of it was O-line and how much sort of meat the running backs left on the bone, so to speak. It's just a shame that they're already down to, I guess, their third and fifth running backs. You know, with no Noah Kane, no Journey Brown, Devin Ford's number 3. I don't know. Do we have an update on Keziah Holmes, Jim?
I don't have anything on him, Ross. I thought he was okay. Was there something that I missed?
I thought he got banged up as well. but maybe I'm wrong. That was when I was listening to Jack Ham and Steve Jones I had it on my phone.
I believe he came back into the game. I think he's fine.
Okay. Well, at any rate, we're going to need those three guys. I mean, they're down to their third, fourth, and fifth running backs, but these are highly talented guys, highly recruited guys, and they're going to need them to be able to carry the load. And maybe they'll have plays that seems like Kayvon Lee is more of the Noah Cain banger between the tackles. I still think Devin Ford is probably better when you get him on the perimeter, get him in some space. So hopefully Penn State will be able to do those things.
Well, you beat me to the punch. I was going to ask that question on Devin Ford. He definitely is not the Noah Cain or Kayvon Lee type runner, but it seemed like they were still trying to force him between the tackles instead of getting him out in space, which I thought would be where he would excel. All right, Ross, next up is Kurt from Orfield, and he says, how frequently do coaches remind players to avoid scoring in the Devin Ford situation? Once per season, once per week, some other frequency. In other words, what did James Franklin likely mean when he said we discussed it?
That's a good question. And all that means is that it should have been discussed on that series and or right before that play. I don't care if you do it once a year. I don't care if you do it, once a week. None of that matters to me. You need to do it right then, right in the heat of the moment, at the start of that series, and or since Indiana called timeout, right before that first down play, and just make it clear, hey guys, under no circumstances do you score a touchdown here. And unfortunately, we saw it with Todd Gurley as well. When you're running to get the first down, those guys are not used to slowing down. When do they ever do that? When do they ever slow down to not score? And I don't think sometimes people realize the amount of force and inertia they've got going forward to get the first down in those situations to try to close out the game for their team. And so it's very unnatural and harder than you think to be able to stop short of that. I saw on NFL Films, Greg, Matt Ryan told Todd Gurley right before the play. He said, Todd, don't score. After you get the first down, just go down. Don't score. He told him. Like, they have the audio of Matt Ryan telling Todd Gurley, who's in his late 20s, a longtime professional. So if Todd Gurley can't do it, I don't think Devin Ford should be, the subject of people's ire.
Well, that's what I think was the problem. You're asking a guy to run hard for 10 yards and then stop within 4 yards. All right, that's it for Ask Ross. Stick around. Quarter number four, Andy and Bob will be back.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh, yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. Get in on all the football action. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.